You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira, FM 102.3.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker, Pastor Paul Esposito, here with you. God bless you. Out on this program, WGOD, you never know where we're going to end up, but we're tuning into God's frequency today to hear a word from Him, and this is how it works. Pastors, you know, we're going to hear a guest pastor here today, but pastors hear from God when they're preparing their messages and the Lord lays on their heart through His word the message He wants them to preach. And that's what we're going to hear today. God put it on the heart of Pastor Ralph Williams, and it is from the Gospel of John, chapter 11. So put your seatbelts on. We're in for a good ride here. More on this weekend as we get closer to this weekend. Here now, we're going to listen to the Reverend Ralph Williams, and we're going to hear his message to everyone at Island and to all of you out here on the radio today from the Gospel of John, chapter 11.
As the Lord so allows, guys, we're going to be in the Gospel of John, chapter 11. I pray you have your Bibles with you, and we're going to begin our reading in regard to our scripture at verse 1. And I love all the Gospels, but this one in particular, I love the Gospel of John because it tends to point toward the deity of Jesus Christ. Not that He was just had some God-like attributes, but that He indeed is God the Son. Amen? Chapter 11, verse 1 begins. If you're there, please say amen. If you're still looking, I'll wait. See a few pages still turning. John chapter 11, beginning at verse 1, and it reads thusly. Now, a certain man was sick named Lazarus of Bethany, the town of Mary and his sister Martha. And it was that Mary which anointed the Lord with ointment and wiped his feet with her hair, whose brother Lazarus was sick. And so we see here that he has a special affinity, a special love or like for this family. And we'll see later how when he goes to finally go to their house in regard to what he's going to do, how Mary goes and she blesses him and ministers to him. In verse 3, it says, therefore his sister sent unto him, saying, Lord, behold, he whom thou lovest is sick. And in verse 4, it says, When Jesus heard, he said, this sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God, that the Son of God might be glorified thereby. And listen, what we know is that ultimately he is going to die, and Christ knows that as well. But he's saying that it's going to be a temporary physical death because we know he raises him back up. And he's saying that the purpose of all this is God's purpose, that he's doing something and teaching them something and want them to see something about who Jesus truly is. In verse 5, everybody who has a Bible, please raise your hand. You see verse 5? Amen? You're nodding your head, I didn't hear you. Amen? Verse 5, if you would, no matter what version you had, I want you to read that out loud with me. Amen? Now, Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus. Now we see what he says. He says that he had a special love, a special affinity with them. And the reason why I had you to read that is because what he's going to do after that, it doesn't appear to be one who's truly in love with this family. In verse 6, it says, when he had heard, therefore, that he was sick, He abode, it says, 2 days still in the same place where he was. And listen, from the human perspective, from the secular perspective, you would think that if indeed he had a love for them, that he would break camp and make sure he got there, even perhaps before he died. But again, he already said that the purpose of this death is for a purpose that God is going to allow. And look, he knows he's going to teach them something as well. In verse 7, it said, then after that, saith he to his disciples, let us go into Judea again. And the disciples, verse 8, say unto him, Master, the Jews of late sought to stone thee, and goest thou thither again? And listen, again, that's the King James verbiage. And look, what they're saying is that, look, Jesus, just in case you don't know, we came out of there, and those guys were trying to kill you. And as a friendly reminder, like his disciples like to do a lot, is that we might not want to go there because we're going right back into the teeth of those that want to kill us. In verse 9, as Jesus answered, are there not 12 hours in a day? And he's talking about in the daytime. He says, if any man walk in the day, he stumbleth not, because he seeth the light of this world. And again, he's using the analogy of daylight. But again, he's pointing to the fact that Jesus Christ, hallelujah, is the light of the world. And in verse 10, it says, but if a man walk in the night, he stumbleth, because there is no light in him. And listen, what Christ is saying is that, look, my Father sent me to earth for a particular reason, for a particular purpose, for a particular ministry. And listen, the moment I got in this world, he's saying that I was the light of the world. And look, we know that Christ's primary ministry was toward the Jews. And what he knows that they probably don't know is that he's going to one day go to the cross. He's going to one day die. He's going to one day be buried. He's going to one day raise up. And that's the victory. But he's also one day going to go away. And these Jews, unless they grab hold of the light right now while he's here, many of them are going to be put on the back burner, just like many of them are in the back burner even right now. And he's saying that my Father sent me here to do a work. And do that work I will do. And when that work is done, then I'll depart. And the Holy Spirit ministry will indeed embark on earth. Guys, I would ask that you be prayerful with me as I preach around the subject. The love of Christ produces life. And Father, as we dive deeper into this gospel, this 11th chapter of this gospel of John, I pray in the name of Jesus Christ that you will hide me behind the cross of Christ. And Father God, allow the words that you have had me to study for this week, for this group, Father God, to produce fruit, Lord, of your doing. Father, there are some here that are probably going through some things. I pray you will meet them there. There are some here, Father God, that might be hurting in their heart, might be waiting for some answered prayer. Father, please allow these words to bless them and minister to them at that place. And dear Lord, because I don't know everyone here, there might be someone here that does not know you in the pardon of their sin. And my prayer, Lord, as we look through these verses, that you'll use them and place it in all of our hearts where it would do the most good. As we pray in Jesus' name and for his name's sake, amen and amen. Guys, look at verse 11. He says here, these things, as we continue, these things said he. And after it said that he saith unto them, our friend Lazarus sleepeth, but I go that I may awake him out of sleep. And listen, what we know is that for the believer, if we die on this side, we're actually going to sleep on this side. We're going to wake up on the other side. But he's not talking about that with Lazarus. He's talking about physically waking him up. And I dare say he tarried to make sure that this young man was not just dead, but good and dead. In verse 12, it says, then said his disciples, Lord, if he sleep, he shall do well. And listen, what they're saying, if he's sick and he's sleeping, it should be a good thing. He'll be able to revitalize himself. His body will start working and we'll give him his strength back. And listen, they're saying and thinking that he's talking about literally sleeping, but he has something else in mind. In verse 13, it says, howbeit Jesus spoke of his death, but they thought that he had spoken of taking rest in sleep. Verse 14, he said, then said Jesus unto them plainly, Lazarus is dead, and I am glad for your sakes that I was not there, to the intent ye may believe. He says, nevertheless, let us go unto him. And listen, as always, on Christ's earthly ministry, he uses scenarios and issues and problems of modern man or common man, and he turns it into a teaching lesson. And listen, he teaches them in a way that once they see it, once they understand it, they truly have it. And by the way, guys, he does that with us as well. Many times we're praying for different and various releases from this and being taken away from this or this taken away from us or being healed and on and on and on. But look, God has something else in mind, even when we fall into issues in life, that there's always a deeper lesson that he wants us to learn. And I know even for myself, look, for most of my adult life, I've been, quote unquote, prior to salvation, self-sufficient. And many times, even now, and I still grab a hold of that mantle and like I'm going to fix something. And God has to remind me from time to time that, Brother Ralph, you didn't fix nothing before you got saved. You can't fix nothing now. You're going to have to wait on me. And guys, that's one thing that we don't like to do is wait. But many times, God will put us in a place, hallelujah, when the only thing we can do is wait on him. Amen. He says in verse 15, and I am glad for your sakes that I was not there, to the intent ye may believe. Nevertheless, he says, let us go unto him. And then Thomas, which is called Didymus, said unto his fellow disciples, let us also go that we may die with him. And listen, we know doubting Thomas. We know he loves the Lord, but he has a different bent on life. And listen, what he is saying is that, look, since we have linked up with Jesus, they're always trying to kill us. They're always trying to persecute us. They're always bringing tribulation into our world. And we're going to end up dying anyhow. Let's go on and go see Lazarus. And let's just go die with him.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
You are listening to today's Modern Worship here in Brevard County, 91.5 FM, WMIE.
You have tuned in to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastor Errol Beckford, Senior Pastor of Celebration Tabernacle Church, President of Celebration Marketplace Ministries, and author of Make Life Work in a Fast-Paced World. And here's Pastor Beckford.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day
the Lord has made.
And we will
rejoice
and be glad
in it.
This day, this triumphant Tuesday, this is the day. This is a day to give thanks. This is a day to meditate on the goodness of the Lord and all his benefits. He loads us up daily with benefits. God is good, and he is good unto